Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moog Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moog community. Grateful, as always, to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a whole lot of fun. Here we are, kicking off Monday. Big week, time to kick it in gear, time to take the bull by the horns, time to make this the best week yet. And you know, it's sometimes that sense that this is going to be awesome and we feel ready to go, we're fired up, we're at the starting line, ready to charge off, and then sometimes we're like, oh man, here we go again. Another week. You probably heard the story of the tortoise and the hare. It's a little bit like that, right? Sometimes we're the hare, where we're that ready to go, quick twitch muscle type creature that's ready to just launch off the starting blocks and head into victory. And then other times we feel like the hare, or I should say the tortoise, that's feeling slow and sluggish and thinking, oh my gosh, here we go again, right? But let's think about the story about the tortoise and the hare. Let's expose it for what it is. You see, the hare, he's the heavy favorite to go out and win the foot race. And the tortoise seemingly has no chance. Well, the race begins, and the hare jumps out to a huge lead. But then what happens? Gets complacent, relaxes, and all of a sudden wakes up from a dream and realizes that he's been passed. So he panics, and he runs right past the turn and misses the finish line. And the tortoise, the slow, methodical tortoise, wins the race. You see, this story is awesome because it's proof that it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. And it's how you conduct yourself throughout the entire race. If you think about the way the hare took for granted what it was going to take to win, he thought he had it in the bag. He thought, you know what, I don't even have to try that hard. So what does he do? He gets off to a huge lead, probably feeling pretty good about himself, lots of pride, lots of ego, sets himself off to the side of the road, kicks his feet up, falls asleep and takes a nap, and thinks, oh my gosh, I've overslept. Rather than slowing down and thinking about what the situation is, trying to figure out how long he's been asleep, he just springs up and runs as fast as he can, blindly. Doesn't even have a strategic plan to get himself across the finish line, and in so doing, misses the turn altogether. And because he misses the turn, he never finds the finish line. And if you're the tortoise, you got to think, man, that's a pretty cool story for the underdog, right? The underdog nobody gave a chance to, now all of a sudden all he has to do is put one foot in front of the next, all he has to do is be consistent, all he has to do is not panic. Now it's easy for the tortoise to think, man, that hare blew right past me, I can't even see him. It's easy for him to think, I got no shot at this. It'd be very easy to believe that that hare had built such a huge lead, a distant blip on the horizon, that there's no possible way to catch up to him. Game over, right? Insurmountable lead. But how many times have we seen this? When an opponent is down but not out. When the score seems completely out of balance. And yet, the person that's behind comes back for the win. Same thing in business, same thing in life. In fact, there's a few miscues on the hare's part that we can avoid in our own business. The first one that comes to mind is we got to treat our business like a marathon and not a sprint. You see, even if you jump out to an early lead in your business, you got to pace yourself. You got to keep your eye on the big picture. I see this happen all the time at the beginning of a new year. People set those god-awful things called New Year's resolutions. And they put themselves in really bad situations because they go to the gym or they start working on that new goal, that new year, new me type approach to things, and they pour themselves into it. What do? They get injured and pull a muscle. They get burnt out and tired and lose interest. As soon as the adrenaline or the new car smell wears off of their dream, they back off. And the key to it is not to burn out too early. You guys heard me talk about my experience running a marathon. We were talking about business being a marathon and not a sprint. Back in 2012, I ran a marathon, an actual 26.2 mile marathon. And I can tell you this, the very first 5, 6, 7, even 10 miles felt amazing. In fact, I remember being around mile 10 and thinking, I'm going to crush this thing. I looked down at my watch and realized what my time was, what my pace was, and I thought, this is going to be the best score that I could even possibly imagine. I'm running faster than I ever did in any of my training runs. And that right there should have been the first indication that I was going down the primrose path to disaster. Because about halfway through, I hit the proverbial wall. I pushed it too hard, too early, burned out, and I struggled to finish the race. Now, did I finish it? Yeah, I got through all 26.2 miles. That's a victory. But I could have saved myself a whole lot of physical pain and a whole lot of mental torment by not pushing so early, so hard, so early. In your business, in your life, I'm not saying play the game half speed. I'm not saying don't play it full out. Do play the game full out each and every single day, but realize this, that success in anything worthwhile, whether it's building a business or building a strong body or building a relationship that's meant to last for life, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's not always going to be smooth. It's not always going to be in flow. It's not always going to be fun. There are going to be times where it's going to suck. And in the beginning, when you're all fired up and excited, it's very easy to burn through that sugar high of enthusiasm and excitement. Be careful not to burn yourself out. That's the most important part. Realize that while this is a marathon, it's very easy to take it for granted and realize how long it really takes, how hard you have to push for the times that you got to get through those challenging points of resistance where you're thinking to yourself, man, I don't know how much more of this I can take. I will tell you this, I've had more of the I don't know how much more of this I can take moments than I've had in the oh my gosh, this is amazing moments. Why? Because it's something worthwhile. It's exciting and fun, sure, for sure, absolutely. But then there are those times where you just hit the doldrums, where it seems very boring, very tedious, and sometimes even frustrating. So treat your business like a marathon, not a sprint. Don't try to burn it out and win the race in the first day, the first week, the first month, sometimes even in the first year. Give yourself plenty of time, be patient with yourself, and be patient with the process. The other thing we can learn from this story of the tortoise and the hare is don't get complacent. You know, the hare thought he was all that and a bag of chips, thought he had it all figured out, thought, I'm the fastest creature on the planet Earth, I'm big, I'm bad, I'm ready to rock and roll. Gets himself out to a nice lead, and what happens? He gets complacent. Great quote, not sure who originated it because I've heard it said by so many people who have taken credit for the quote, so I'll just share it here and tell you it's not my original quote, but it's a great one nonetheless. And that is, nothing fails like success. Nothing fails like success. And why is that such a powerful statement? Because if you look at any society, the one we live in the Western world, no matter what country you're in, if you live in the sort of a Western society, a first world society, you don't live in a third world country, you've got gas and electric and water, fresh water running. You live in a place that's relatively safe, relatively clean, you know, places that aren't under siege all the time. It's very easy to get complacent, get lazy, take things for granted. I'll tell you, all you have to do is travel to a third world country or a war-torn country to realize how great you have it where you live. Doesn't matter what your neighborhood looks like, doesn't matter what the socioeconomic status is of the place you live, it's got to be better than a lot of the places in the world that you hear about. And the reason I share this with you is that even if it's going swimmingly well right now for you in business, even if everything is clicking right along, your website converts like crazy, you've got sales coming in, you're that person on the video showing your car and your watch and your house and your bank account, remember this. Always be looking for that next tweak, that subtle shift, that growth that you can make, because you never know when that momentum is going to go away. It's foolish and delusional to think that it's never going to end. It's foolish and delusional to tell yourself the lie that, hey, I got it all figured out. Even if you said, you know what, I don't want to tweak anything. Why mess with something that's working? Here's the key. Always be learning. Always be growing. Because there will come a time when it won't be converting. It won't be clicking on all 12 cylinders. And you're going to be asking yourself, what the heck happened? You're going to have those dark nights of the soul, as we say, where you're thinking to yourself, man, it was going so well, what happened? Well, what happened is you got complacent. It doesn't mean you got lazy necessarily, although that can happen too. We start having a huge measure of success, take it for granted, take our foot off the gas pedal, put our toes in the sand, start living the, quote, laptop lifestyle, baby. And then next thing you know, you're getting your ass kicked by the tortoise of business. Be very careful not to get complacent, because nothing fails like success. Nothing will draw you in, lure you in, seduce you into mediocrity and complacency like a big win. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy a win. Doesn't mean that it has to happen. It doesn't mean that that's what success means. And by no means do I want you to think that that's what I'm trying to place on you. Far from it. In fact, what I do teach, and what I teach all my clients and even teach my kids, is that you should enjoy success. You should give yourself that opportunity to celebrate it. Give credit where credit's due. Celebrate it with your team. Celebrate it with your friends, your family, the people that helped get you there. And then ask yourself, what's next? Not from a place of it saying it's not enough, not from a place of greed necessarily, but from a place of saying, you know what? I've enjoyed this, and now it's time to get back to work. Never take the challenges for granted. The other lesson we can learn from this story about the tortoise and the hare is understand that you can and may stumble. Sometimes we think we're infallible. Sometimes we think because everything's clicking along and our marketing is wonderful and people love us, all of a sudden we start thinking that, hey, I got this thing figured out. I have arrived. But every endeavor has its victories and its failures. Cherish both of them. Listen, I told you about running my marathon, right? Throughout that marathon, there were more failures than victory. There were more times where I was hurt, where I was banged up, where I was sore, where things didn't feel right, than when I felt great. The key to it is to enjoy both of them. You don't have to enjoy them, but you have to appreciate both of them. I can tell you I didn't enjoy it when my hamstrings were cramping up. I didn't enjoy it when my lower back seized up on me and I was bent over like an old man. I didn't enjoy that, but I appreciated it because it was a warning sign to tell me to take better care of my hydration, to slow things down a little bit, stretch out, not feel like you got to run every single step of that 26.2-mile journey. And guess what? The same is true in business. When you feel those proverbial brain cramps, when you feel the heaviness in your feet, when you're thinking, man, I'm out of ideas, I'm out of gas, instead of lamenting those moments, show some gratitude for them. Show gratitude for that feeling of humanness, realizing you are not bulletproof. Take some gratitude for the people that are in your life and reach out to them and ask for their help, ask for their guidance, ask for their counsel. And realize that, yes, while you might stumble from time to time, it doesn't mean that it's permanent. Just like victory isn't permanent, neither is defeat. Everything is terminal. Everything has a beginning and an end. And the next chapter is waiting to be written. How will you write it? That's the question. I think one story, though, one lesson that can get left out of this story about the tortoise and the hare might be missed, and that is this. Don't go it alone. You see, the hare, throughout his entire race, believed he was infallible. He had this cocky sort of independent attitude about it. The tortoise, on the other hand, he had people cheering him along. Hey, man, you got this. You can do it. And it doesn't mean that you need a crowd of people encouraging you all the time. Sometimes you got to find that inner encouragement. It doesn't mean you got to have people motivating you all the time. You got to find the inner motivation. Motivation's a joke anyway. What it really means is you got to find that inner drive. Because isolation and secrecy is easy in this industry called the home business industry. But it's important to surround yourself with great people who will support you and guide you and not have to keep all the secrets to themselves. And by all means, hopefully you see yourself as a leader, and since you do, don't keep your secrets to yourself. Share those with the people that you're bringing along with you. Help guide them to success, and as you do, we all rise together. Don't go it alone. And finally, perhaps the most obvious lesson from the tortoise and the hare, one of the most obvious, at least in my mind, is don't go so hard that you miss the forks in the road. You see, in business, there are a ton of forks in the road, and all too often we create more problems for ourselves than we should just simply by not taking the occasional step back. This has happened to me many times. Perhaps it's happened to you, where you push, you grind, you hustle, you do all that stuff the gurus tell you, and then you realize that you've been missing the main point the whole time. Sometimes you overlook an opportunity. Sometimes you step over something that you should have slowed down and taken advantage of. Sometimes you need to just slow down and be there for other people. Most important thing you can do is to ask yourself, what is important about right now? What's special about right now? If it's a particularly good time for yourself, ask yourself, am I really slowing down and appreciating this? Or am I too busy just going because I'm afraid, coming from a place of scarcity that I don't want to admit, that I'm working hard because I don't want to lose what I've got? If that's your mentality, slow down. Realize that's not the point. The point for success is not to struggle throughout life. The point is not to push, grind all the time. The point is you should be able to say, you know what? I do appreciate this. I'm not saying it's the stop and smell the roses conundrum. What I'm saying is you should be grateful for the grind. Be grateful for the hustle. Be grateful for the push, if that's what you want to call it. It's not always about pushing so hard that that's the point. The point is to be able to assess and go, you know what? This is pretty damn cool. This opportunity to build a business and be an entrepreneur is a pretty darn cool thing to do. Even when you're under the deadline, make sure that you step back, assess, and ask yourself, am I on course to hit my target? Am I pointing at the correct target for myself? Am I doing the things I know I should be doing in order to get the results I want? And if the answer is yes, then march with courage, march with confidence, and march with enthusiasm, knowing you have set yourself up for success, and you, unlike the hare, will cross that finish line and win the race that you came here to win. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow, and remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.